The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups and pots and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile them. But the things that come out of a person are what defile them. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile the person." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Every once in a while, I get a question related to, "Father, what is that? Why do we use it? Why do we do this?" Give an example. There's many, many opportunities to perhaps want to ask that question, but I realize that the question is harbored by many more frequently than it's asked. I think there is plenty within our Catholic culture and customs that seem curious. Why do we do that? Why do we genuflect? Why do we dip our fingers in holy water? Why do we do this and that and these other things that are part of our Catholic custom? I would like to commend you for asking those questions, if you do, because it is a sign that you want to understand what you're doing. And this is wisdom. It is good to want to do something that seems meaningful in a meaningful way. And for it to become meaningful means to understand its meaning. Why do we do this? That is one direction that we can take Jesus' instruction today. Make your actions match your heart. Make your lips match your actions. Do what you do for the Lord on purpose, with meaning, because it is meaningful. Because there's a reason for it. Our opening prayer to this Mass asks of God that he may put into our hearts the love of his name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, God may nurture in us what is good, and by his watchful care keep safe what he has nurtured. Put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, our actions as Christians should be a reflection of our reverence of God, or reverence for the action or the person whom we are serving, or reverence for God within the person we are serving or expressing our love towards. We have asked God this evening that He may increase our love so that we may increase in our reverence of God. Saint James also has a similar thing in his message. Be doers of the word, not just hearers. Receive the word and act on it. Live it out. The word that you receive is life. The word you receive is Jesus Himself. And with that word comes truth. And with that word, because it flows from the Father, it flows from God, that word is good. Receive it, accept it, make it your own, find meaning in it, and then live it out. Our first reading reflects the same kind of train of thought. Be diligent in heeding the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you. Live out the commandments of the Lord your God. Do not add anything or take anything away. Observe them diligently, so that through them, through your life, that is a reflection of God's commandments and therefore God's goodness intended for the world, other people may recognize by your example, by your life, the way you live your life, that God is good, and may say something like, what other nation has a God that is so close to his people? What other nation has a collection of commandments as just and as good as these? If we were to translate that exclamation into modern English, what makes you so hopeful, kind, generous? Why are you doing this? It's because God asks it of me. It's because God allows me to do it, calls me to do it, gives me the ability to do this. My heart wants to do this because my heart wants to please God. This reflects the reverence that we are praying for, allowing ourselves to respect and respond to God's call to us. Follow the commandments. Obey my word. Live out the life that I've laid for you. And what is the commandment? Jesus simplifies it for us. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love. Love is the commandment. Let us desire to know God. Allow God to be God in our life, to allow ourselves to show and feel reverence toward the one who created us, who gives us every good gift, who gives us the ability to act in his name and according to those gifts that are good, sharing God's goodness in the world. Be doers of the word and not simply hearers. At baptism, we are given encouragement. We pray at the end of a baptism of an infant, may their ears be opened to the word of God, and may their lips be so that they may receive his word, and may their lips be opened in good time so that they may share that word. If we hear the word of God and keep it to ourselves, or say, oh, that's kind of nice, and put it on the shelf, it's a way of disregarding God's call to us. It is a form of hoarding. It's a form of selfishness. It is not following through with what God is calling us to. We are asked instead to receive the word of God, his instruction, to receive from him the grace that he desires for us to receive. And through reflection and acceptance of it, a certain level of understanding, put it in practice so that our lives may reflect what we may say we believe. Jesus gives a warning in the Gospel of Matthew. Not all people who call to me, Lord, Lord, will end up in the kingdom. That is mysterious teaching. But it calls us to be attentive to our authenticity. If we call to Jesus, are we calling to Jesus who is our Savior and God? Or are we mouthing words for the sake of habit, or for the sake of impressing or pleasing or cooperating with others? Are we allowing those words, Lord Jesus, to live in our hearts and change it? These readings, this Sunday, our faith is calling us to reflect on this and calling us to conversion, of acceptance, of allowing this word that we're receiving, this Jesus that we are receiving, to dig deeper in our hearts and lives. If you need to ask God for help in making what we believe meaningful to you, relevant to you, understandable to you, valuable to you, pray for this. Just as we are able and called to pray for faith, an increase in faith. Just as we are able to, as we have just done, call to God and ask him to increase our sense of reverence, to be able to relate to God as God, and to relate to God not only as his creation, but also his son or daughter, his child, cherished. Whether it's this day, or whether it's tomorrow, or whether it's in God's time, allow the word of God to take root in your life. Not only in your memory and thoughts, but in your life. So that you may bear fruit, that you may live to your fullest, because you will have God with you and living through you.